8:22 on the Tom Becker program. Greg Bull joins us after the news at the bottom of the hour, talking to get ready for the big football game on Saturday at the start of the season. But before that, I'm talking with Stephanie Marinowski. She's the Wilkin County Commissioner, and also Craig Hertzgard, who is a farmer, and you're part of the Joint Powers Authority. And Steph, we were talking off the air here, Craig and I were, about the JPA, the Joint Powers Authority. This is not some fly-by-night group, is this? This is a pretty massive coalition of different government entities that are opposed to this diversion plan, right?
Well, they're not. I want to correct you there, Tom. We are not opposed to the diversion plan. What we're opposed to is the dam that's a part of the plan. So I want to make it perfectly clear that we are not opposed to a diversion for Fargo-Moorhead. Also, yes, you are right when you talk about the Joint Powers Authority. We have several entities that are coming on board, and there's more that are willing to join. We have over 30 members already, and they are willing to contribute money and to become a part of this because they're as concerned as we are.
Now, you talked about the dam, which then would build a reservoir, and you've also talked earlier about all the tax money that would be lost with losing this property. But at the same time, if you're building lakeside property around there, doesn't that actually increase the property value? Isn't that actually something that, I mean, if there was a big enough reservoir there that would bring people and their boats and their recreational dollars to this part of the state instead of going across the state lines into Minnesota, wouldn't that be a good thing?
Well, the reservoir goes away. You know, mm-hmm. Once the river goes down, they drain the water and hopefully be able to farm that land. I mean, that's what their proposal is. What we're suggesting is the dam isn't necessary at all, because what that does is it turns that area into a spot that no one can ever build a building. The houses and buildings that there are gone, the communities are gone, and we think there's a better option to do that. You know, so that from an economic standpoint, what we're talking about losing is property tax valuation for the school district in particular, because it's devastating to lose 25% of your property tax valuation for the district, because everyone else in the district has to pick up the valuation then, and our taxes go up. And it actually reduces the economic activity in that area, because this isn't a reservoir that would carry boats. It carries 8 feet of water when the flood is happening, and that's why the communities are going to be lost. But in terms of a permanent structure, the idea is that it would be farmed again from their point of view.
You say the communities would be lost, and maybe this is a naive question, but wouldn't the communities just move a few miles down the road?
Well, you know, those areas live in a unique area geographically. One spouse may work in Fargo, one spouse may work in Wahpeton. People may choose to live in those areas close to Fargo because commuting is relatively inexpensive because they aren't going real far, 15 minutes to work. And at the same time, they can live in a small town atmosphere. A lot of these people are from rural North Dakota and rural Minnesota.
Sure.
They want their kids to go to Kinder. They want them to go to Wahpeton. They want them to go to Colfax to school. So those are the issues of disrupting the communities and the cemeteries that be covered and the churches that will be lost. You know, these are significant cultural issues for us. So that's why we're addressing that. And also, the financial issue of a $2 billion project being constructed in the valley, you know, where is that money going to come from? And is it going to be $2 billion by the time it gets built? If it gets authorized, and right now that appears to be several years down the road, there's over 1,000 projects that are authorized by Congress. That includes study and actual construction projects like this that have never been funded and sit on the shelf, and the cost increases every year that it's not built.
But then so does the cost of the potential damage if we get that flood.
Right.
Or
right.
When we get that flood. It's not a matter of if, but when we get that flood.
Right. And, you know, and that heightens the importance of choosing a project that can be built, not one that we hope would be built, but let's choose one that can be built.
When you talk about these other suggestions that you have, as you say, you're not opposed to diversion, you're just opposed to this dam and this diversion project. When you talk to the people around the areas of the other diversion ideas that you're looking at, are they as opposed to their diversion plans as you are as opposed to this one?
You know, we haven't had a lot of discussions with other people around the country.
Because it would seem that if you had another group of people saying, hey, yeah, we'd be willing to sell our land through eminent domain, and we understand that we'll take one for the team for the greater area. If you had people that were willing to do that, then that would definitely help move this forward, right?
Well, it would if you have to say that we're going to trade my land for your land. And that's mm-hmm. what we're saying that we don't think is necessary. We think we can do basin-wide retention projects that are going to protect everybody, that would probably be part of the project, but what we want to do is minimize the footprint of this diversion and minimize the damage. We're not talking about shifting it to somebody else. We're talking about minimizing the impacts, not, you know, not trading one for another. And, you know, that's an important point for what we're talking about.
All right. Stephanie, any last comments you want to make about this?
No, but I truly believe, just one short comment. I truly believe that the people of Fargo-Moorhead do not want any more damage to happen to the people south of them as they would want in their own homes. You know, we're for basin-wide protection. We want it to work for all of us, and we want to minimize the damage for anyone. That's what we want the Corps to be responsible about and look at. So that's our main concern.
All right. Thank you very much, Stephanie Marinowski and Craig Hertzgard with the Joint Powers Authority. What's the time frame on this? You talked about lawsuits and everything. Is this imminent? Are we talking about, you know, 6 months, 8 months down the line? Or how long is this all going to drag out?
In terms of the legal pursuit right now, they're looking for information right now. They're in the information gathering phase. And as we go from Fargo and the Diversion Authority having to make some decisions this fall, we're also looking forward to the legislative session in North Dakota because of the $2 billion problem of building the
right
thing, they're going to need to look at the legislature for funding. So we're looking to the legislature as well for a discussion of these issues out in Bismarck this winter.
So this will be going around for a while yet.
It'll be going around for a while.
Don't be out there for a while. Folks, thank you very much for joining us today. Thank you very much for your time. We'll get you on the program again sometime soon as this story keeps on developing.
Thank you very much.
All right, we'll take a quick break here. Thank you, Stephanie. We'll take a quick break here. When we return, he is the defending national champion coach. That's right, Craig Bohl joins us here in the studio when we return to the Tom Beckett Show on the all-new 101.9 Talk FM. Heart is a blue.